I'm Jeremy Shea with Alaska Public Media. Anchorage's homelessness experts expect the number of people sleeping outdoors to swell from about 300 now to as many as 800 as the city's three winter shelters close in just over 2 weeks. As city officials and service agencies figure out the next steps, uncertainty and stress are mounting among the hundreds of people headed back into the woods and streets. Walter Tikuin has been staying at the Sullivan Arena since October. The hockey arena turned into an emergency shelter at the beginning of the pandemic, closed last June, and then reopened as a cold weather emergency shelter last fall. Tikuin thinks it'll be more dangerous for everyone after it closes.
It's stressful. We're growing gray hairs left and right, all of us, and we don't even know what we're going to do. We don't even have a plan.
He says it can be chaotic at the Sullivan. It's a low-barrier shelter, meaning being intoxicated or having a criminal record aren't disqualifiers. But he prefers it to sleeping outside on his own.
That's our only option right now.
He's one of about 460 people staying in the Sullivan Arena, the biggest of Anchorage's three winter shelters. Another 140 people are staying in hotel rooms contracted for winter shelter use. They're all set to close at the end of the month. Most people will have to start camping outside as Anchorage assembly members and service agencies plot what's next. They say they're working overtime and talking about increasing outreach and other shelter options, but time is short and it's not clear yet what new resources will be in place come May 1st.
We may have a couple weeks of chaos.
Assembly member Daniel Voland represents North Anchorage, where the Sullivan and many other resources are located for people without homes. He's repeatedly pressed to close the Sullivan. Its neighbors attribute graffiti, littering, pedestrians in the road, trespassing, open drug use, assaults, and even outdoor deaths to people drawn to the shelter. Voland thinks the shelter has to shut down for the rest of Anchorage to take part in managing homelessness.
I think Anchorage as a whole is going to be better here as we engage in this conversation and get some solutions online and are willing to think outside of the box.
Instead of a mass shelter, he says multiple smaller sites around the city would be better for the clients and for neighborhoods. Here he is at Tuesday's assembly meeting.
For so long, we've been fixated on the Sullivan. One more month, just one more month, just three more months, just six more months, just another year. How long is this going to draw out? So now's the time. Now's the time for a reset. And it's going to be hard.
Assembly members say they don't want another version of last summer's haphazard mass relocation of Sullivan Shelter residents to a dangerous campground. Their attention is split, but one quick change will be to increase summer outreach, and they'll vote on that soon. More outreach means meeting people where they are, including if it's in a tent in the woods, with food, medical care, hygiene services, caseworkers, and help with transportation. They say there may be some last-minute opportunities to lease some rooms for the most vulnerable. There's a new push to pilot a 30-unit tiny home village at some point this summer, and two former hotels are in the process of being converted to low-income housing. Assembly also wants to stand up a new, low-barrier shelter by next winter so that the Sullivan Arena doesn't reopen as a mass shelter for a fourth year. All that work may be too late for the immediate reality of shelters closing. Everyone's situation is different. For some people, the conditions at the Sullivan were already more discouraging than the cold. They chose to sleep outside. Alfred Kunaloak has done both, but spent this winter at the Sullivan. Even though he uses a wheelchair, he lost a leg in a train accident years ago, he's surprisingly at ease about what's next. He hopes he can get housing for people with disabilities.
If I don't get housing, that's okay. You know, at least I'm still alive and making it throughout the winter. Man, I've been sleeping outside for years, you know. I just had to be in here because it was a very harsh, very, very difficult winter last year, and it got way below zero.
Kunaloak says he's grateful that he was able to stay in the Sullivan. In Anchorage, I'm Jeremy Shea.